Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
It is hard to believe we are at day four. Fourth broadcast coming to you live from Radio Row right here in Phoenix, Arizona, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio and another action-packed show. But I thought I had an open ready.
Okay.
But we can't. We have to start with, and I think he knew yesterday when I got the hug right next door, Ronde Barber finally in. I know Ronde wanted to go in 2020 for the obvious reason, the number 20.
Sure.
But it shouldn't have taken this long. I believe it took this long because this is the fourth from that team.
Right.
Warren Sapp, John Lynch, Derek Brooks. And it just proves how dominant that 0-2 team was.
Yeah.
And you saw Ronde. He had a little, what's it called, pep in his step. He was a little very, very cool, very, very happy for him. And I told Ronde yesterday, I said, I've only been to the Hall of Fame one time, and that was for Warren Sapp.
Sure.
And when I told Warren that, Warren's like, you didn't go for Derek Brooks? And I said, no. You were the first and only time. And I told Ronde yesterday that if we get the news later today, I will go.
Oh.
I've already booked the hotel.
Have you really?
When we got back to the B&B last night.
Wow.
Hotel is booked. Flight will be booked.
When do we leave?
I just have to decide which one of you two knuckleheads are going to go with me.
Obviously me.
All right. I mean,
if there's a Hall of Fame, I belong.
You know who definitely will be going, and that'll be one of our guests later on today, your COO of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Brian Ford.
Yes.
So Brian said some things are planned, so we're going to talk about that. Now, what we are starting the show with, and I had to wait to do it, kind of like we spoke to somebody yesterday who didn't trademark something.
Yeah.
No, and don't say who.
I'm not saying nothing.
Don't say who.
My secrets are safe.
We're not going to change Knockout Radio because that's the logo, that's everything. But Knockout Radio now has a subsidiary.
Uh-huh.
It's going to have a side website.
Okay.
And I did trademark, and I do own the website to Hostile Radio.
Hostile Radio.
Yep.
It's fitting because I've been abused for a long time on this network, and it's nice that I'm still here.
I know how to end that hostility.
Boy, you can't fire. Oh, actually, you know what? I haven't been fired yet, and I still have all day. But I might have job security because Adam from 8-Man Strong, I just gave him a brilliant marketing idea, and if he does it, I may not need to work on the radio anymore.
Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other.
I can move to Arizona.
Trust me, Adam's not going to do anything you recommend. absolutely not. Scheduled on today's program momentarily, thanks to Shannon Rich. Vernon Davis is going to be stopping by.
The Cannon.
He hooked that up last night as we were out at Topgolf, so that was cool.
Awesome.
Lee Steinberger is going to be on. We're going to have Michael Pittman today. We're going to have Alex Kappa today. We're going to have Chuck Liddell today.
The Iceman.
We're going to have the third cousin to the dog catcher's right-hand man of Kim Kardashian. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
No, tell me who this person
is. It's the food god. How do you not know the food god? So you don't keep up on social trends. That's why you're, like, all your stuff. You still use a typewriter to, like, send letters out to the station?
No, I do, what's it called?
Well, the original tablets.
Morse code. Yeah. I do Morse code.
But the food god, Jonathan, from Kim Kardashian's best friend, and he does foodie, and you will love the foodie side of it because you, if anybody belongs in a Hall of Fame, it's you for being in the Buffet Hall of Fame. And, he's starting a new sports network. And we saw him at Triller, so he's a combat sport guy. And he's connected with Sugar Sean O'Malley and Chuck Liddell, and they all know him.
It's all a great big family. And, yes, he will be on later, 1:45 Eastern. So what does that make it here? If it's 1:45, 12:45.
I don't know what time it is. 2:45. I don't even know what day it is.
I don't know.
This has been such a blur.
I know. And it's so crazy because of the time. So when I'm in Vegas, I can subtract and add three. But now I'm always thinking three and it's two.
Yeah.
And so it throws the whole thing off. So
and the mental stimulation of just walking by and seeing like gridiron grates just one after another, and it's just massive how many people are around in this. And it's over. Oh, it's overload. It's oversensing the brain. And when I get home, all I do is sleep. I mean, I can't function.
And I believe he's walking up. No, he's going to the wrong place.
Which one?
What are we doing over here? Okay. Now, you know what's going to happen? The same.
They're all going to come at the same time.
They're both going to come at the same time.
For sure.
So, all right. Well, you should know a little bit about Vernon Davis.
Yeah, played for the Broncos.
Did play for the Broncos.
Yeah. My high guy.
I'm even got a little funny ha-ha for him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You always have a little ha-ha for somebody.
You know, so we'll definitely do that. Sean King is also going to be stopping
Sean
by as well.
Sean King?
Who has made it. You know, I'm going to continue saying that I was kind of the springboard for a lot of these people that have made it massive in radio. Sean King, Booger McFarland. Kevin Carter. Chris Sims.
The Naked Pizza Man.
Wow. We're nowhere near that. So there he goes. There he goes. Making it about him again.
Yeah, you're on your way.
This is Hostile Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. What are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Well, I won't be here for the taste of NFL, unfortunately. I have responsibilities back in Tampa to attend to. So, but that's, I think you're right. That's the event because the one we did in Miami, each booth was represented by a food and a cuisine to represent that city. And there was a celebrity chef from that city. And then there was a pro NFL, like either great or player that represented that city. So you got to meet your idols and get to actually break bread with them and share conversations. So I met Tony Dorsett in Miami and ate the food he was handing out, and which is awesome. It was great. I got to wear Dexter Jackson's MVP Super Bowl ring. That would never happen on Media Row because it's such a swarm and such a crazy, like everybody's pulling you for like interviews and content and photos. They would never take their ring off and hand it to you in a crowd. So it's a lot more intimate. It's a lot more personal. And I think you're right. It is the best event of the entire media week.
And it's food, and it's great food.
That's why you're going to love the Food God. He's sports. He's food. He's uber successful. He changed his name legally so I can ask him how to do it. If I lose to David Vieira in a grappling Brazilian jiu-jitsu match, I can ask Jonathan how he changed his name from Jonathan to Food God legally.
It's very easy to do.
How do you do it?
You go to the courthouse.
Really?
Yeah. All right, so this is all going to fall on me. It's all falling on me. I blew this with Vernon Davis.
Uh-oh.
Well, I got a phone call from Chicago.
Oh, you didn't answer it.
And I didn't answer it.
Because you're not a Bears guy. But Dick Butkus is over here. You should have answered the phone. If Dick Butkus calls, you answer the phone.
All right, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. Okay, so it is break time. Believe it or not, we're already a quarter in. But both of our guests are literally at both stations, both booths, right next to us. Coming to you live from Radio Row, this is Hostile Radio, formerly known as Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker and Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker and Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking
strong,
sports with Randy Harris.
We are back live here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Things are really heating up in the desert today.
It truly is.
It's turned up.
It's still chilly, but yeah.
How hot does it get here in the desert?
More importantly, when was the last time you saw me in a long sleeve shirt?
Never. I don't know if
maybe,
I ever have.
Maybe never.
Yeah.
I mean, I've wore a hoodie.
Where'd you get that Ape Man Strong shirt?
It's really none of your damn business.
Wait a second. I got sleeves. I need warmth.
Nope.
I have arms.
Nope.
What are you talking about? I didn't know they made a long sleeve shirt that looked like that.
All right. So
I wish I could have gone shopping with you.
I'm gonna keep turning you off.
Why?
Because hostile radio at its best. Lee Steinberg right behind us.
Yes.
We're going to talk about some interesting things. You know, I have a T-shirt that I need to talk to Lee Steinberg about.
Really?
That he affected.
Okay.
He affected this T-shirt that I have had since, I believe, 1992.
Okay.
I believe that falls under the vintage.
1990, yeah, vintage, if it's more than, what, 20 years? Is it 20 years, 25 years to get a classic automobile tag? You got to be 25 years?
I will call Curated Heat.
Oh, yeah.
Because they will definitely be able to tell me.
You know people.
So Vernon Davis is coming up as well. And I got a little tidbit for him as well. Do you know what Super Bowl he won?
The one with the Broncos?
Yes, the one with the Broncos. Do you know when it was?
99, 98.
Do you know what number it was?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, this is LVII.
Yeah, this is 57.
So what Super Bowl? He has one of the easiest, best, and I'm going to bring this up to him, Super Bowls.
Was it 30?
It's one digit.
Oh.
L.
Oh, L.
Right. He has L.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk to him about how much Dexter Jackson loves that he's the Super Bowl MVP, but he has probably the worst.
And that is?
37.
Oh, yeah. So that'd be X, X, X.
Go ahead. V.
V.
I.
I. I.
Right.
Wow, that's a lot.
So every time he signs his autograph, it's Super Bowl MVP Dexter Jackson, L. No, it's X, X, X. VII.
Yeah.
That's a lot of writing, unless you're getting paid per letter.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, so they don't, do they? Or can they put that in?
Absolutely.
Oh, they put that in the contract.
Absolutely. You know, they charge X for.
Okay.
You know, if you want the MVP, it's this.
Oh.
If you want Hall of Fame, blah, blah, it's this.
Oh, wow.
You know, then that's how they add on and on and on to it. Yeah, no, for sure. And some just won't put any of it on. And some won't put X, whatever, XX or MVP or Hall of Fame or whatever that may be on a helmet. But they'll do a jersey.
Yeah.
You know, so it certainly doesn't make, you know, much sense to me, you know, for that. But that's something that we're going to talk about, Vernon.
Do you like Roman numerals? Like, do you think it's cool? Like, the NFL uses the Roman system?
You know, I think the guys for signing would much rather just numbers.
You think so? Just 5'7"? But absolutely. Then you would get it confused with the numbers that they wear on the field. Because if you're like Super Bowl MVP number 57.
That's true.
Then you're talking about the actual Super Bowl 57, not the number they wore on their jersey.
What did you think, as we're reminiscing, as this is our final day here on Radio Row, your thoughts on Sugar Shane O'Malley here?
Sugar Sean.
Sean O'Malley. Henry Cejudo.
Yeah.
Ryan Bader.
Yeah.
Benson Henderson.
Yeah.
I mean, which one thing sticks out the most? I've already told you mine.
I think you've got a couple storylines there. I mean, I think you've got one. We've got a guy like Henry Cejudo who could be the greatest combat sport champion of all time.
Why do you, now, you don't even have to say champion.
I mean, just C4. I mean, if he cements that in legacy, you got to give him his props. You got to give him his flowers, as they say. I think if you go, I mean, even Benson Henderson, he could be a champion in three different promotions.
Yeah.
Which would be unheard of. You got Ryan Bader, who is just a double champ, a champ who takes out absolute legends and monsters of the sport, who is at the top of his game, who is obviously an amazing human, who is humble as they come.
I'm disappointed. I kind of checked it when Ryan was on yesterday. There, and again, it's all made up. It's all make-believe. It's all media people that have you know, other reasons on why they vote or how they vote. But here's a guy that is a former two-division champ, okay, lost right. The light heavyweight, and he drops in the pound for pound.
Yeah.
So some of this stuff just doesn't make sense to me.
But that's – and then you got Sugar Sean O'Malley, who's shown that you may not be as advanced as those guys as far as a skill set, but your fan base, your swag, your appeal can get you fights. It can get you recognized and get you paid, and you can – live your dream with until you develop the skill set to match the swag you put out. And so I think Sugar Sean is on his way. I think he's a kid that's developing every time he fights. He learns more as he goes, and he can only get better.
Where did no, definitely true. Where would you put Volkanovski if he wins tomorrow?
I mean,
he's already won pound for pound. He's at the top of that made up make believe list.
You know, I mean, I know a lot of people put in a lot of weight in the fact that he beat
Holloway.
It's like Holloway. Yeah, he has Holloway's number. You know, and there's some matchups.
I understand why you said Calloway, because we went to Top Golf
last night. We did, and Steve showed up with a Calloway shirt like a ringer and tried to beat me in Top Golf. But I think it comes back to Holloway. He just doesn't stylistically match up with Volkov that way. It's not the a style match up that's good for him. So we don't know. I mean, I don't really know. We'll find out, like a Saturday, if it's real pound for pound greatest of all time, maybe, and then that goat talk.
Well, but again,
or if it's just a style matchup that we saw so dominant, and now we think, hey, this guy's the best.
Again, the pound for pound thing, it's like you have to be a champion to be on the pound for pound list, and that doesn't make sense to me. You could be the number one ranked whatever. You don't have the belt. You're the number one. And you still could be, in my opinion, ranked higher on the pound per pound list than somebody that's the champion.
Yeah.
And it's all make-believe. How do you know pound for pound that Alex is better than Teixeira?
Yeah. It's a feeling. It's a what have you done for me lately? It's marketing. It's hype. But like I said, we all know that Max was a beast. Holloway is a real champion. He was, you know, so watching him lose in the way that he did and so easily and handedly, I think that's why Alex is getting so much credit for being maybe the greatest at this time. But we'll find out. I mean, Saturday is a major test for him against Islam.
And another title fight as well. It's not just one title fight. You know, so that should be interesting, you know, as well. And getting rid of that interim. This will be for the belt.
But I did like the fact that, you know, you have all these NFL legends, superstars walking around, and then you have the MMA guys with their belts, and people are taking photos and are asking to take pictures. They want an autograph, and they have the same swag, and they're in a different event. You know, it's like if they're like what's the event you go to every year in Vegas, the Hall of Fame or the
International Fight Week.
It'd be like International Fight Week, and the NFL guys show up, and everybody wants to like take pictures with the NFL guys.
Well, that is the way it is, because and this is what we've talked about before. NFL guys don't want to talk about NFL.
Right.
I mean, they're here on Radio Row, and if you can get away from the NFL, even though it's Super Bowl, they'd like that. And same with the MMA guys. They'd rather talk NFL.
Right.
They'd rather talk about the cross promotion of training with an NFL player. You know, they all get giddy when you say, you know, Jay Glazer, you know, who's the NFL guy, but he's also an MMA guy, you know, or Q, you know, yesterday talking about training
Q Shipley.
And getting set up the first day you walked in the gym and said, hey, why don't you go roll and train with this guy? Who is that? Oh, it don't matter who it is. Well, it was Ryan Bader.
Ryan Bader. Yeah, oh, how amazing would that be to grapple or train with Ryan Bader? I mean, just awesome.
It's interesting. I mean, I've grappled, rolled, the official terminology, with Randy Couture.
Yeah.
I've rolled with Matt Hughes, got my butt kicked by both, not knowing anything, which they thought was funny. You know, let's go and do this, let's go and do that. You know, it is all hilarious. So, all right, let's go hit our second break. When we come back, we should be ready for Lee Steinberg. Alex Kappa just outside of the convention center, so he should be here momentarily. Vernon Davis will be here momentarily. It's about to explode, at least for us, right here on Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia. From metal signs and handbags to men's wallets, it's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Are you coming to you live from Media Row? This is Friday, and it's the end of the week for us, Randy Harris. Last day on Media Row.
You know, it's like the TV commercials that we talk about all the time. You know, the guy playing Dr. Phil, you know, and it's like you're already planning your exit route and all that kind of stuff. So we started this on Tuesday,
yeah.
But we were already planning our exit.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm already planning the flights out.
There's a tear to my eye, though. Like, this is an amazing place, great people and energy, and it rekindles my childhood. I just saw Dick Butkus. I mean, Dick Butkus is walking around.
Just tell him that he's no Ray Nitschke.
You tell him that he's no Ray Nitschke.
I did.
I'm not telling him that.
I did tell him that.
Why would you say that?
He was late for a signing, and I went to go get and paid for to get a helmet signed for an auction for the Marty Lyons Foundation.
Okay.
Okay. And I waited. And, you know, I'm always early so I can get in and get out and all that kind of stuff. And he was late. He was on the golf course.
Okay.
Now, I am smart. I don't look I'm not as dumb as I look. I waited to get the autograph. And then as I took my third step away from him, I said, Ray Nitschke would have never done that. And he stood up.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. I don't feel safe being sitting next to you right now.
Now,
I'm a little nervous.
I'll tell you a Ray Nitschke story. So I knew Ray, and he did an autograph signing in Pinellas Park one time. And a guy came up, you know, mid-30s, whatever, and said, oh, this is such an honor, Mr. Nitschke. I can't wait for you to sign this. And it was a lithograph, and I'm going to make it up, the color. I don't remember. It's all in gold Sharpie.
Okay.
And all they had on the table was black, you know, the black Sharpies. So he puts it down, and he sees it, and Ray looks at it, and he goes, I can't sign this. And, you know, a lot of times athletes have things they can't sign or they have contracts. Right. They can't, you know, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And he goes, I can't sign this. It's all in gold. We only have black Sharpies. And the kid goes, young man goes, oh, that's okay. Just having you on it, Ray, it would be incredible. Blah, blah. He goes, I can't do it. I'll be right back. And he stood up and he walked out to the parking lot to his car and got a gold Sharpie or wow. whatever that color was and walked back in and then signed the lithograph.
What?
How about that?
That's cool.
That's cool for anybody to do that.
Yeah.
But you're talking about one of the elites.
Yeah.
One of the, my most hated word in the English language.
Oh, boy, here comes the L word.
The legend.
Oh, it is close to Valentine's Day, so the L word is acceptable.
That's love and legend. You know, it stems in, you know, all together. So, wow. Good stuff. But, yeah. If you want to go over and say that to him.
I'm not saying that to him. I idolize that guy. That's a legend.
Idolize.
Well, legend.
Why? Why do you idolize
him? Just the way he played the game. Just the passion for the game, the leaving it all on the field. You know, some of those guys, like now it's all about the paycheck. You can see the guys walking around here. You can tell it's like more of the swag. It's just a comfortable life, and it's a job, as we heard from other athletes say. I think back then it was different. It was a pride for your city. You didn't get traded because of a better contract. You stayed where you were. You finished your career out in cities. Like, you become a legend and immortal in that town, and that's your town. That's where you did your work, and you know, that's where you stay.
So give me your thoughts, and Derek Brooks is a friend. You know, Derek Brooks held out. Derek Brooks kind of threatened to leave. I mean, it's all part of the business.
Right, of
course.
So
whether he stays, whether he doesn't, you know, however you do, you know, is I don't know if I would necessarily use that as, you know, he stayed. Warren Sapp.
Still a different era than the Butkus. That was a different era. It was a different era. Nitschke, Butkus, like, you know what I mean? That's just a different – it was a different vibe back then. It was a different feel of the NFL. And for me, that was the golden era. That's when it was the greatest for me. Obviously, that was my childhood. That's what I watched growing up. It was only on Sunday. You didn't have Monday night. Well, you had some, but you didn't have –
you didn't have Thursday.
You didn't have Saturday games. Right. I mean, it was just truly Sunday. You had something to look forward to every week.
You didn't have the double games on Monday.
Right, right.
Do you like? I don't like that.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it. No, like Sunday was football day. That was family day. You go to church. You go to like lunch with your family. Then it was all football all day till you go to sleep. And then after you watch like The Simpsons. That was it. That was the childhood.
I've never seen The Simpsons ever.
That's crazy. Why would you do that?
I've never seen it.
It's amazing. It's one of the greatest shows ever written.
I don't even know. Let's see. I could name Bart. And was her name Marge?
Lisa, Maggie, Marge.
Marge.
Homer.
I might have gotten Homer.
You would love the bus driver. Not Jerome Bettis, who I hung out with yesterday, but the actual bus driver, Otto. Because your favorite football player of all time was Otto Graham.
That's not my favorite
That's
player.
Your favorite.
No, it's not.
Who's your favorite football player?
I don't know.
Who do you put above Otto Graham then?
Well, and again, that doesn't above meaning what? Who I enjoyed, who I like, who I've met, who I...
Put them all together. Who you know, who you met, who you liked on the field, how you liked the gameplay that they did. Who's better than Otto Graham in your book?
Again, better, I don't know what that means, but I'm gonna say Warren Sapp.
No, you can't say Warren Sapp. Just because you hung out with him last night?
No, just because he...
Just because he might be here watching you?
Yeah, that could be. No, legitimately, that could be.
When he gave you a hug, I thought you were going to hurt your back.
Well, I had to step up
he's
and
a massive. He's a massive guy.
Yeah.
That's a massive dude.
Well, they're all... Wait till Kappa gets here.
Well, he's right there. And he's wearing Caleb Bittencourt clothing line to represent a bougie wear. Look at that. Big cap in the house. What is going on? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Media Row.
Man? Good to see you. Do I?
We're live. Yeah, come on, grab a headset. I like the swag. I like the shirt.
A lot of pressure. No warm-up.
Represent.
I'm going to tell you, we still don't have anything like that yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Caleb.
The attire from Caleb. How about that?
Well, I will say I paid full price for this.
Did you?
Did you?
Maybe that's why I don't have it.
That's probably why. That's right. I had a few options I could wear today. I figured I'd go with the high-end Caleb Bittencourt.
All right. Let me just hold on a second. Hold on a second. To your left is Adam from 8-Man Strong.
Yes.
You know who you've heard? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if you noticed or okay.
You guys are neighbors.
You know me and title sponsors.
You guys are neighbors in the desert.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing 8-Man for my workout this morning. I don't know if that means anything.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know the rules.
Most days I am.
How's your health? How's everything going?
Great. This is reminding me that I'm not playing this week, which has been unfortunate. But besides that, it's been fantastic. Wife's good. Healing up good.
What a season, though, dog. Thank what a season.
I was really surprised when I got the text, you know, because I know how you guys are.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to enough, you know, Buccaneers who, you know, O2, Xbox, Mark Royals wanted no part, you know, of being around.
Only
you know,
you,
he even left. So I'm saying,
only for you, you know, I'm going to be out of here right after we're done here.
No, stick around, hang out.
Nah, I won't do that.
We got some food over here. We got some Ike sandwiches. Like,
you know. Ike's is good. You had Ike's?
It's the first time I had ever had it.
Yeah.
It started in San Francisco. I've been to the OG spot, and it was my brother took me there before there were any. I don't know if they franchise or they just have multiple.
Yeah.
There's 100 stores now, and the owner's right there, and he's going to feed you. So stick around. We got your lunch.
But there's some veggie stuff. I don't know what that even means.
I'm all about. They have stuff with like steak. Jalapeno poppers in there.
Oh,
really? Cheese sticks. Oh yeah, they got wild sandwiches. That you can try out.
How's the wife?
Fantastic. She's doing great. She got sworn in as an official Ohio attorney now. So
congratulations.
So you can retire.
Yeah, you're done.
Who do you like tomorrow night in the main event? Oh. We're not talking football yet.
Oh. I love to say I'm a huge Volkanovski fan, which I think he means you know how I'm gonna go. I think Islam's gonna be too big.
That's what I think.
He's too strong. But the thing about Volkanovski that people don't talk about enough is in the fifth round, he's as fast as he is in the first round, which you don't see in MMA. Like that's more like a boxing thing, guys that can maintain their explosiveness the whole fight. But he does it. That's why he's so far ahead of Max, I think.
And he comes from a rugby background, so he's an absolute warrior. I mean, he's got that sprinting speed, like that endurance like you speak of, like, you know, shifting gears, you know. So.
But Islam's big for the weight class.
He is. It's huge.
I haven't heard your take on it yet. I'm sure the audience has, but.
Yeah, no, I think the same thing. I mean, Alex is Alex, you know, and we were talking about pound-for-pound lists, and what does that even mean?
Yeah.
You know, how can you say, you know, a guy that small is going to be ranked above the number one ranked heavyweight?
Yeah.
Not John Jones, but, you know, whoever is going to be number one after John wins next month. Like that, huh? Like I threw that out there.
Yeah.
You know, are you saying that Alex is better pound for pound than whoever that may be, than Stipe?
Pound for pound is tough. In theory, it should be, well, people disagree even in theory what it should be, but it should be who's the most skilled, right? I think, like, who has the best skills if they were the same. Because let's say Islam didn't have the size advantage on Volkanovski, I'd probably pick Volkanovski.
Probably.
So I think that's what pound for pound should mean. But I think it's going to be a good fight, though. I don't think Islam's going to run through him.
I would say even if Knucklehead over here was the same size as you, I would still take you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Why would you say that?
Because you don't have the red mohawk, so you're not.
It's true, but I do have the red shoes, I got the mission belt, and I'm powered by Ape Man.
True.
We fought about it. We fought about it. You know, I just bought the new website. We have a new subsidiary to the show.
Okay.
Hostile Radio.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Love that.
But I always did the red mohawk, but I know Randy, he wants me to be more professional.
You look, Randy, you got to be. He looks good.
Oh, thanks.
He looks good.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I thought maybe he'd have a tank top and a red mohawk, and instead he's got a suit jacket and...
Yeah. Well, no. As much as I dislike him, he would never have been in a tank top.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You know, yeah. He would have done the red mohawk. He would have done the red shoes. Yep. He would have done all that, but he would still be dressed.
He looks good.
You know,
and we're trying to get 8-Man Strong to start making 3-piece suits, so I can look like this all the time.
Wow. What about the co-main tomorrow night?
I like that. I don't know.
Tough.
Who are you leaning towards?
I think Emmett.
Really?
But
Emmett's tougher, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yari is just good, though.
He's so explosive.
Right.
Yeah.
So explosive. But if you could, like, Max kind of weathered the storm against him, and then he was kind of able to take over, maybe mix in some wrestling. And
you want to take over the co-hosting? You want to add somebody to this?
Well, yeah.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah, that'd be
great. All right, can you set that up real quick?
Yeah.
Let's set it up. We're going to add Lee right now.
Yeah.
Who's coming in?
Lee Steinberg right there.
Yeah.
Agent to the start. No, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah,
you're going to stay part of it.
Right here,
yeah, we'll slide another chair over.
No. You're going to have to take the majority of the questions.
Oh, of course. No. I got y'all. So we're setting it up. We're going to add it right now. Lee Steinberg. Just slide over just a little bit.
There you go.
Lee, you good?
How you doing?
Sitting down with us momentarily is Lee Steinberg.
I'll add that.
Very good. Live radio at its best.
Yes, Media Row. And Super Bowl 57.
And I even feel better to have my co-host back.
He's not like an official co-host. He's like a substitute. He's like a teacher.
I would much rather you be playing. Lee Steinberg, sir, how are you?
Doing just great.
Well, we appreciate your time. Alex Kappa from the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hi, Alex.
Was our co-host when he was in Tampa, so now he's going to hang out with us for a little bit.
I make a friend of the show. I would say co-host is generous.
Okay.
Substitute.
Over 300 athletes, I believe, you know, you have represented. And I'm curious, A, who was the first one? And how difficult was that, you know, as a new young, you know, attorney getting ready to branch out as an agent? To get that first number, you know, one guy.
Well, it was a very different time. Dinosaurs and woolly mammoths were sort of navigating the earth.
I was there.
Yeah, really, was there.
Yeah. It was 1975, and I was up at Berkeley. I'd been student body president when Ronald Reagan was governor, and so I learned everything I needed to learn about negotiating, from demonstrating being cracked down on by Governor Reagan, and then responding. I was a dorm counselor in an undergraduate dorm, and they moved the freshman football team in the dorm, and one of the students was Steve Bartkowski, and he became the very first player picked in the first round of the 1975 NFL draft. And I was traveling around the world after law school, and Bart asked me to represent him. And there I was, brimming of legal experience, and I had the first pick in the draft, and we got the largest rookie contract in NFL history, and that's how it began. And there really was not an organized field of sports agency then. Teams could just hang up the phone and say, we don't deal with the agents, and bam. People like Mike Brown at Cincinnati loved doing that.
How has it changed from that, the first athlete that you represented, to the last one, whoever was the last person you represented?
Well, if you just want to marker economically, Bartkowski's contract rocked the sports world because he got $600,000 package over 4 years. And his first year salary was $40,000. And this was big news.
Wow.
So, you know, and then you can freeze frame up to Patrick Mahomes' contract.
Sure. Well, I remember talking to Otto Graham, who was a friend of mine, and he was the highest paid player 2 years in a row, making $40,000. And that was the highest paid contract. Now, again, we're talking before face masks and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I do need to talk to you about real quickly. I have a T-shirt, and I believe it was from roughly 1992 that I got this T-shirt handed to me at, I don't remember what the stadium was called at the time. It's Tropicana Field now. But the T-shirt says, "We got the Giants." And I still have it. And then when I did my 13 seconds of research, I understand that that shirt is useless because of you, or partially because of you. Talk about that.
In 1992, I got a call from the mayor of San Francisco, Frank Jordan. And he said the Giants are leaving. They've completed a deal with Tampa Bay, and the team is gone. And what can I do? And I said, well, we can fight back and convince the National League it's not in the best interests of baseball to rip this team out of the heart of this community. Tampa Bay can get an expansion franchise, but the Giants should stay here. So we organized a group. We found some new potential buyers and owners, convinced the National League was against the best interest, and saved the team. So I got a day in San Francisco, and I got sued by the Tampa group for $3.5 billion.
I had no part of that. Yeah. But I did have a part in building the dome. I put the first shovel in. I was in the military then, and they brought some of us out, and I still have that shovel and such. That's my own little story.
So my question is more about the current state of the NIL and how it's changed the landscape. Are you now doing the same body of work you did for pro athletes now at either college or even high school levels, and how that's affected, you know, the industry now?
It's been a revolution. And in terms of agentry, you might talk to a basketball player earlier. You might talk to a baseball player going out of high school earlier. But when it came to football, it was not till someone's junior year that you'd approach them, and mostly through their parents. And now all of a sudden, there's 16 and 17-year-olds that want to be marketed and want to do NILs. And the consequence of not tapping that next Bryce Young at the high school level is that if he signs with a marketing agent who also does pro players and you don't get him at that time, you may never have a chance to talk to him, ever. There's a big hospital near my office in Newport Beach, and I'm sure there are agents hanging out at maternity wards looking for healthy mothers.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
The other side of that I'm curious is, in the NFL, you have 32 teams you have to be knowledgeable about. But if you're going to start representing these kids earlier and earlier, how can you have knowledge on every program that they could have an opportunity to go to? It seems like you're going to have to be more knowledgeable about more places to represent these kids.
Well, absolutely. But think, too, about the consequences of recruiting. Because all of a sudden you have alums at Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, SC, who pool their business money in a collective and start bidding and helping and recruiting. So this young high schooler is also being told by this school that he'll make $2.5 million in NILs, and this school, no, we've got 3.5.
Interesting.
Wow.
Tomorrow, I believe, is number 36, one of my lucky numbers, the 36th annual For the Love of the Game charity event that you do. Could you talk about that?
Yes, I tried to put a party together that was an antidote to the noisy, boozy, overcrowded, dark parties at the Super Bowl. And so every year we pick an iconic place to do it. Last year was at Sony Studios, which is the old MGM. This year it's at the Minor League Baseball Park at Talking Stick. We give you humanitarian awards for people in football that do great things. And Dave Ziegler of the Raiders will be getting an award. Our charitable cause is the homeless in Phoenix. We'll do another brain health summit on the issue of concussion, which will be our 17th. And we're trying to explore prevention, awareness, and cure. an exhibit of new cutting-edge health technologies that can invigorate player performance and return them quicker to service, like hyperbaric oxygen, light stems, stem cells. There's some miraculous new concepts coming. Even in the concussion area, there are two brain treatments that can prospectively heal a concussed brain. And
wow.
From neuroplasticity standpoint, growing neurons instead of just allowing them to atrophy.
I believe the charity event sold out, correct? And if it's not, how can people get information? I know that they can go to your website and make donations and get involved.
They can go to SteinbergSpeaks.com and come out and have a lot of fun, a lot of exhibits, a lot of interesting sponsors, and also learn a little bit.
I went to one, the only one I've ever been to until we've been asked to come tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to it, was it was on a yacht in Miami. So I think it was like two Super Bowls or three Super Bowls to go.
Yes. We try to pick an iconic place. We've been at the Botanical Gardens here in Phoenix, where we greened up the parties, and the governor came and they released an endangered hawk with me into the wild.
Very cool.
We've had a variety of different fun venues. We had the Science Museum here. We had a dude ranch.
Good stuff. Before we let you go, I want you to talk about, I know you have many books. I love the title, Getting What You Want Without Selling Your Soul.
That was my first book. I just turned in the first draft for my third book. That was a primer on the art of negotiating. And it really keys around the concept of listening, that if you can draw out another human being, a couple of the surface responses, and get to someone's deepest anxieties and fears and greatest hopes and dreams, and put yourself in their heart and mind, and see the world the way they see it, then you can navigate your way through life very gracefully.
Awesome. Mr. Steinberg, thank you very much for your time. Amazing. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to joining you and everybody else out there tomorrow.
Great.
Thank you, sir. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stat Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, Radio. Oh, turn this one down. It says Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hanging out with the real co-host, Alex Kappa.
It hurts. It hurts.
Well, now you've been dropped even lower.
It's not true.
You know, and since Caleb's not here, Caleb becomes the co-co.
So is this your first media row? Because usually you're playing in the Super Bowl.
I don't know about usually, but this is my first and hopefully your last.
You're low. Okay.
I don't like saying personal things on the air, but you have no idea what this means to me.
Oh, it's huge.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Huge. You know, because I know. You know, I know the whole thing, and I know players don't want, and added to it that you live here,
right.
You know, all that. So it definitely means
only for you, Randy. I love hanging out.
And we didn't want you to be here, to be honest. Like, we wanted you to be playing.
Oh, absolutely.
Something. Like it changed the whole week for us.
I argued with Caleb. So now Caleb said it on the air, so yeah. I would never say anything that he didn't say on the air.
All right.
He said that, speaking of which, where's mine? He was rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals because of Alex Kappa.
I appreciate it.
But if Alex Kappa's not playing,
yeah.
That bothered me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I still want you to be here.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks later. Could you have played on Sunday?
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
See, now I'm even madder at Caleb.
See, Caleb? Yeah. You got to give me a chance. Give me a chance.
And that was my thinking. You know, I mean, I would have always rooted for Cincinnati as long as you're employed by the Cincinnati Bengals.
I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, you got to give them 2 more weeks. But, I know you like Mahomes. But
Cincinnati would have been here if Alex was in the game, because Chris Jones wouldn't have had that kind of game if you were there. Like, I just believe in my heart that's a different game.
We had plenty of opportunity. It wasn't that. We had plenty of opportunities to win the game, but we didn't do it. So.
And that's what everybody says. You know, a play here. The play that ended the game, it shouldn't have ever been in that position.
For sure.
You know, and that's the thing about football, and it drives me crazy. Yeah, that somebody misses, you know, his Dallas Cowboys. He misses 4 extra points or, you know. You still have other opportunities to win the game.
Yeah, we had opportunities, and they had opportunities, and they made the last one, and that's football. That's the way it works.
And we talked to quite a few people yesterday, and that's the beauty, and that's why they love MMA and combat sports, because you can't blame anybody else. I mean, you're a team, and deep down, I'm sure there's thoughts and whatever that are deep down, but you're a team.
It's one guy out there, really, though.
But when it's a fight, it's one guy and one guy, and all you can do is blame yourself, you know, if you don't, you know. Train if you don't. So the greatest line so far going into day 4 for me.
Yeah, greatest line ever.
So,
ever.
You know, I ask some of these kind of off-the-wall questions, and every once in a while you get like Caleb's how he got into football.
You get a good one.
Okay. Yeah. So we had Henry Cejudo here yesterday.
The triple champ.
Okay.
The triple C.
The king of cringe.
King of cringe.
And we start talking, and I said about the nickname, you know, what's going to happen, you know, if you beat Sterling. And C4.
He's going with C4 if he wins the next fight.
Okay.
So I said to him.
Which is explosive, by the way.
That's pretty good.
It's going to be a great fight and a great line, right? So I said, you know, you can't give yourself, you know, a nickname.
Right.
Somebody has to give that to you.
Right.
Who gave that to you? And you know what he said? My credentials.
Way gangster.
What are you going to say?
Right?
That's it. Game over. That's it. There's nothing else you can say after that.
And when he's playing up the character, it's the perfect reason to give yourself a nickname anyways. I mean, unless you're the king of cringe, then you can give yourself a
nickname. Yeah.
But his credentials gave him his nickname.
That's a tough fight, too. That's a tough fight.
It is a tough fight. Yeah. It definitely is. I don't believe. Now, you tell me, ring rust. You know, when you're out, when you came back, you know, when you were injured before. Is there ring rust? Now, granted, it's not the ring rust that Henry's going to have because it's years.
Yeah, it's different, too, though, in terms of, I guess maybe it depends on how hard you spar, for one, because from my understanding, some gyms or people are fighting when they're sparring, and other times they're really not.
Yeah.
And in football, you really don't practice game speed. Maybe you're practicing at 90%. Maybe you're going full speed but not tackling, but it's pretty rare you're game speed, so it's a little different. I wonder how much you spar maybe determines that as well.
I'm just, you know, again, I'm the old fat guy, not an athlete anymore. You know, it's like riding a bike. Yeah, thanks. You know, it's like riding a bike, I would think. I mean, you've trained for 20 years. You know, you've been in the gym, you've been in the wrestling room, you're a two-time champ.
They know what they're
doing. Exactly. Yeah. You know, have you gotten older? Have you gotten a little step slower? I don't know if that necessarily means ring rust.
But from my experience, I think doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu when I coach or I teach a new kid something, I learn more about my own game.
Now you're coaching pretty and
much,
teaching.
Ninja pretty Turtles. Much a master is what they call it. But us Ninja Turtles, we're pretty good. I mean, we make pizza. We have superpowers. We have a whole
Sounds
team. We got a gang of people with us. We got
Sounds
weapons.
Great.
Yeah, but no. Every time you coach, you actually learn more about your own game because you're like, oh, I have to explain this. I have to go through these.
Yeah.
And so I think Henry's been coaching these guys at the top level, getting them ready for their fights, Davison Figueiredo and all these other fighters. I think he's just as sharp now. And he said that he wasn't really into the game until this last fight. His last fight, he really started to see the game from a different side of it, a mental side of it, not just a physical side. And I think we'll see the best Henry Cejudo.
I normally wouldn't say this, but it's Alex. If it was, you know, a guest. He's not a guest. He's part of the show.
Family.
So, yeah, he's family. So, you know what the difference between Henry Cejudo and what he said in you?
I'm taller.
No, I'm not trying to get anybody to say professionalism.
Oh, yeah.
Maturity. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alex Smith, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.